like an hour old. It's quiet. And all I can hear is my breathing, the breath that has been with me from the beginning of time. And all I can feel is the cold, the bitter cold that reminds me I'm still alive. I feel the wind pressing against my skin, my bare skin. They said it wouldn't hurt, but it did. They said there would be no more violence after they find the weapons of mass destruction. Well, I guess they found it. I can't see the sun shining or storm clouds are rolling in. Is it day? Is it night? I can't feel the warm sunshine on my face and smell the fresh air instead of the rank stench of ash and burned flesh. They said that all would be okay and all would be at peace, but they were wrong. And now on my knees, praying to the gods that they taught me, on my knees, crying and praying, why must you leave me alone, the only one left? I'm on my knees, crying with the wind caressing against my body. I have been in this position, trying not to make a noise. They told me to be quiet. They told me to be silent and not to be found. But I can't remain quiet any longer. I can't remain silent. Slowly opening my mouth, trying to create words, but all I hear is a whimper. I'm trying to scream, trying to cry, to make some kind of noise, but all I feel is the wind coming from my mouth. I'm all alone. Wait, I hear something in the distance coming closer. Falling into a fetal position, I try to hide, hearing a voice, "Are you okay?" And it's a man's voice. Scared and frightened, I try to speak again, and I manage to say, "I think so." He covers my bare skin from what I can tell as a blanket of mist. He tells me that we're the last of them. It's dark and I can't see. I ask him, "What can you see?" And he tells me nothing. The sky is black and so thick that it hides the heavens. I ask what happened, and he said it's over in a soothing manner where I feel I can trust him. The violence is gone, and we're the only two left. I cry some more. This time I can scream, I can laugh, and I can sing, but I still cry. Pulling myself together piece by piece, I ask him his name. He looks to me, holds my hand, and says, "Adam." I look to him and I say, "Hello, Adam. I'm Eve."